So the beginning of a new year, a time to take stock. Think about the future and what God wants for us. We may be fearful, of course, of the future because of all that's happened in the past year. There's always a certain fear about the future because it's unknown. What will it bring? What will happen to me? What about my family? What about the church? What about getting old? And all of these things. Each one of us has a future that God wants to lead us into, if only we will follow him. And as a church, God has a future for us, if we're willing to go his way and look to him. At the start of this new year, we, like the wise men, are beginning a journey. Tony, a couple of weeks ago, spoke about the wise men and their journey. They didn't know where they were going, what would happen, what the outcome would be, but they followed the guidance they were given. And we too, as we go into this new year, have to follow the guidance that God gives us. We don't know where it will lead. We don't know what will happen. This year may be one of great joy for you. It may be one of great challenges, of great sadness. We don't know. The reading we've had, God's people were on the threshold of the land God had promised them. An exciting time was ahead. They were reaching their destination, and a new chapter of opportunities was opening up before them. So how were they going to respond to this exciting stage in their lives and experience? Moses gives instructions to choose leaders from the 12 tribes, and he gave details of their tasks. Find out what the country's like, how many and what sort of people live there, how strong they are, what sort of towns they live in. Is the land fertile? How were the people going to respond to what they saw and what the future held? Would the past give them confidence for the future? I wonder, as we look back on 2021, as we maybe can give thanks to God for his faithfulness, as we've come through many challenges, can we trust God for 2022? Have we learned confidence in God, whatever the circumstances? Well, there's some lessons to be learned from God's people. First of all, a positive attitude to the past. They celebrated in Psalm 105, sing praise to the Lord, tell of the wonderful things he hath done, remember the miracles that God performed. Psalm 106, who can tell of the great things he has done? He has saved them as he promised. Their worship expressed their recognition that God had been with them in the past, through the good and through the bad times. Their God was a God who guided and led them. And we should be able to look back and trace the hand of God. Not just that he's given us a good time, but even through the sad times, the difficult times, God has been there with us, holding our hand, as it were, walking with us. But for God's people, the fact that they had trusted him in the past, did it mean they trusted him for the future, when there was uncertainty and obstacles in the way? Well, we find that they complained. In fact, they said, we were better off in Egypt. Let's go back. Here they were, on the verge of entering the promised land, this land that God was going to give them, with all the possibilities and opportunities. And they want to go back. We want to go back to Egypt. What, as slaves? To be ill-treated and beaten? Surely not. Sometimes when the future seems to be challenging, uncertain, even a little scary, we want to retreat back to what's comfortable, to what we know. Let's go back to the past, to the things we can handle. But where is the faith in all that? Surely faith is about trusting God in the future into the unknown. Whether it's difficult times or challenging times, our faith will never grow if we stay with the past, which we know. And they say, let's have a new leader and go back. But the past is gone. You cannot recapture the past. There's no going back. When I first came to Boughton-on-the-Water Baptist Church, I was taken into the church hall there, and there was a photograph on the wall. I don't know whether you folks remember it, but there was a picture, and it was a picture of children in that very hall I was standing in. And there were a lot of children. I guess there were 100 or more children packed into this hall. And they used to proudly show me this picture. This was our Sunday school. And there was Jill and I, Elliot, who was 6 years old. And hey, what? Elliot was the Sunday school. I don't know whether they thought I could take us back to the days of 100 in the Sunday school. I had to gently say to them, we have to move forward and seek what God wants for the future. I don't think we're ever going to go back to 100 or more in the Sunday school. Times have changed. But we can still look forward to what God is going to do. The people wanted someone to blame. When the going gets tough, we look for someone to blame. God's people blame Moses. It's Moses' fault. He brought us here. Let's blame him. And when we're facing new challenges, when things get difficult, do we look back and try to recapture the past? Or maybe you want to forget the past because it's too painful. What God wants is for us to move forward, to have learnt the lessons from the past, but to step out in faith and go forward. And we read that the people treated God with contempt. The Lord said to Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? After all I've done for them, says God, and they still do not believe and trust me. They had seen God deliver them at the Red Sea, the Egyptians coming up behind, the sea in front, no way to go. And yet God said to them, tell the people to move forward. Step into the water first, says God, and then I'll act. And he did. And he did. But they chose to forget. God always leads us forward, never back. Each one of us needs to move forward this year. But sadly, because God's people failed to trust him, and because of their complaining, he said to them, they will never enter the land which I have promised their ancestors. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. If all we want to do is go back and are not prepared to trust God for the future, we will not see God's blessing on us. And then the people had a positive attitude to the present. You see, Joshua and Caleb were different. They had a different attitude. You see, they recognized that God was with them. They didn't want to go back. They were confident they could go forward. Why? They said, the Lord is with us. We will conquer them easily. They had seen exactly the same thing as the other spies, but they saw things in a different light. They had the confidence to believe in God. And so as we enter 2022, we can't know what's going to happen to us, what the future holds. But we can say with confidence, the Lord is with us. And they appreciated the strength of God. We will conquer them easily, so don't be afraid, they said. You see, the difference between the majority and the minority was that they had confidence in the power of God. They were not daunted or paralyzed by the difficulties they saw. It didn't stop them wanting to go forward. They were willing to trust God. And they recognized too that God had a plan. They accepted that God knew best. His plan and purpose was for their good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will take us there and give us that rich and fertile land. It was time to step out in faith and trust God. And God has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. He will guide and he will lead us. Now, that's not to say it won't be difficult. There won't be obstacles in the way. Of course there will be. But he wants obedience, trust, faith, and commitment. And the same is true for the church. And so God makes a promise to Caleb. Because my servant Caleb has a different attitude and has remained loyal to me, I will bring him into the land which he explored, and his descendants will possess the land. What's our attitude, I wonder, to God, to the past, to the present, and to the future? You see, we need a positive attitude to the future. Moses had sent out one group to explore the land, but the result was two very different reports. How could they be so different? After all, the 12 men had all seen exactly the same thing. The majority report was negative, discouraging. Yes, the land was rich and fertile, but the people were powerful, gigantic in stature, the cities walled and fortified. They were afraid. Sometimes as we look at the future, and particularly in these times, we can only see the difficulties. We can only see the challenges ahead. Are we willing, though, to encourage others, or will we discourage them by our negativeness? The minority report from Caleb and Joshua, however, is different. They didn't dispute the facts. They'd all seen the same, but they drew a very different conclusion. We should attack now and take the land. We are strong enough to conquer it. In other words, they were saying, let's go for it. We can do it. God is with us. Why do we need to be afraid when God is on our side? And the 10 were so fearful that they changed the factual report to a lie. We read, they spread a false report among the Israelites about the land they had explored. You can change an account by a subtle change of emphasis, a word here or there, that actually makes things totally negative. I wonder, as we share together, do we encourage one another? Or do we discourage one another? Are we negative? Yes, we have to be realistic about the things we face, about the problems. But do we encourage each other to trust God who walks with us? So, as we face this new year, are we going to encourage one another to trust God, to look with confidence into the future because we have a faithful God? Are we going to step out together as a church in the knowledge that God wants to take us forward? There's no going back, only forward. Let's not miss out on what God wants for us by grumbling, complaining, hankering after the past. But let's go forward into the new year, trusting in God for whatever he has for each one of us. So, in this new year, will we commit ourselves, each one, to going forward with God? Will we give thanks for the past but not hanker after it? Will we commit ourselves to the future mission and ministry of the church? And will we commit ourselves to our brothers and sisters in the congregation? After our intercessions in a moment, we're going to sing a hymn together. Chorus goes like this: I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God, things don't just happen, everything by him is planned. So as I face the future with its problems, great and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. On Christmas Eve, that wonderful Bishop Desmond Tutu passed away. He said these words: Dear child of God, I'm sorry to say that suffering is not optional.